is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Thursday, which means I'm joined by the brilliant Ken O'Neill for the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Show. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing well, Carl. How are you?
Good. Any feedback from our first show? I have some. I'm just curious if anybody reached out to you.
A few people joined following me on Facebook. That's been it.
I received a couple emails. One of them I passed on to you. I want to be
right.
Say from Dawn Blanken asking about some specific individuals, I think, that you, and you said you will be speaking about them as
she
it becomes appropriate.
Alan Watts.
Yeah.
I don't even know
who that is. Who is it?
Alan Watts published his first book at age 18. He was a prodigy, and his first book was on Zen. And up till his death in 1973 at age 58, he was initially the first interpreter of Zen to the West, a practical interpreter. But after that, he got real good. I think his book, Psychotherapy East and West, is still a masterpiece. And the reason is that he shows in that book that our therapies, by and large, orient people to the source of their problem, a sick society, whereas what we confuse as religion out in the East, in India and China, are pathways to liberate people from the detrimental effects of society alone.
Interesting.
That's a big, big difference.
Yeah. The majority of the – I got about two dozen emails, and the majority of them said – to the effect that we've been waiting for this type of a show.
Good.
So this is really exciting. So anyway, Trans Evolutionary Fitness. The website is transevolutionaryfitness.com if you want to learn more about Ken O'Neill. So let's pick up where we left off last week, because we did not cover a lot of the topics we had intended to.
Right. And I'm going to start off with a story about Alexander the Great.
I love stories, Ken. That's great.
I do too. Alexander the Great conquered much of India, and when he did that, got to India and started sitting around, he was getting bored. And for him, a good pastime was what he'd learned from his mentor. His mentor was Aristotle. So he got hungry to understand what the philosophies were in India. So he called some of his generals in and said, go find me some philosophers and bring them back. And a day or two went by, and generals came back and empty-handed. And he said, what gives? No philosophers? And he said, well, they say, yep, there's philosophers, but they won't come.
Huh.
What do you mean they won't come? Tell them I'm Alexander the Great and I command it. So they trooped out, and this went on three or four times, and they just plain refused. So being irate yet curious, he went out with them. And there they were, about a dozen philosophers, or what the Greeks called gymnosophs. Our word gym comes from naked.
Really?
Yeah. You look at the some of the art of ancient Greece, people are in gyms naked. Can you imagine Planet Fitness naked?
No, I can't, because they don't even appreciate the human form, obviously.
They don't like baby bumps.
Yeah, right.
So Alexander goes out, confronts these men sitting on a huge, huge boulder, stark naked, and they won't come down. And he said, look, I just want to talk philosophy. You take off your boots, take off your clothes, climb up and join us.
Yeah.
And he refused. And their reply was, if you have so little control over your body, how do we expect you to have any control over
your
mind?
I was just thinking, what I was thinking was, I've actually had this, I had an epiphany when I was in my early 20s and I had moved to Las Vegas, that when you spend a lot of time naked, your thought patterns change. it's a very freeing feeling. We don't realize the constructs that clothing provides to us, never mind how the world sees us, and that when you spend a lot of time naked, you actually have your thought processes change. And when you were saying this, I'm thinking, well, I can see that, because the last thing that man hides behind are his clothes. So by freeing yourself from clothing, now you are able to really focus on your thoughts. Does that sound crazy, what I just said?
Oh, no, and I'd add to it, as an emperor, you're not just wearing clothing. You're wearing a costume. It's
exactly.
Your identity.
Exactly.
So you forfeit your identity and return to the state you were born.
Interesting.
I mean, look at it by extension. It's still in the press. Places in the United States that are wanting to pass legislation to prohibit women nursing in public.
Right, right, which is stupid, in my opinion.
Yes.
So what? So he did not take his clothes off, and he would not get up on the rock, I take it.
No, and that was kind of the first confrontation of East and West. And what I want to get at with that story is that we tend to still look at the difference between Eastern philosophy and Western philosophy, and I think that's a straw man. In most of the world, we kind of have an accident in the West, and it's one that started with religion, and science took it over from the 18th century, that we inculcate people, we condition people in a prescribed dogma, a prescribed set of beliefs about the world. And we don't give any real room for independent thinking. We don't call attention to consciousness. Huh. In non-Western cultures, not just in China and Japan, but amongst native peoples of all the Americas and other parts of the world, consciousness has a primary role. And if you think about it, where do we live? What's our ongoing experience? It's not atoms, and it's not the stuff that science talks about. It's our stream of consciousness.
Right.
And in many of those cultures, fitness, healing, so on, are regarded as character in the sense of having a strong character, a strong sense of self-understanding. Now, my claim, and it's probably kind of wild to mainstream culture, is that with these three pillars that we were talking about last week as an example, we need to move the furniture around a little bit, because in talking about nutrient environment and about appropriate physical activity, we're still in that realm of material science.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with it, as long as we've got a balance where we understand where that science comes from. It's not something out there existing in the universe by itself that we've discovered. It's an artifact of our own consciousness. And what's debilitating in our culture is that we don't give attention to consciousness. We don't give attention to our mind. We have no sense of what we're capable of.
So how would one make a shift from not giving attention to the mind to giving attention to the mind? Are we talking about through things like meditation?
Through a variety of things. There's a whole bunch of disciplines out there that I want to touch base with today, because each one of them in time will occupy segments of this program. They have a family resemblance in that they're all ways of developing dormant attributes, dormant powers that make us up. And in the long run, as you develop them, you gain power in the sense of becoming more of an individual in charge of your life and knowing what you're made up of. If you go into a physician's office right now, you're really entering an arena in which you're a layman, a term that used to be used in religion.
Uh-huh.
You're a layman going before essentially a high priest, an expert. You don't get a lot of explanation. You get diagnosis, maybe options, and then maybe a prescription. That's it. You don't come out knowing any more about your health, about your well-being,
sure,
than you went in.
Right.
And by and large, you're not asked a lot of questions about lifestyle and particularly your psychological condition. And what we've learned, we've got two sciences right now. We've got one science that has its roots back in the mid-19th century that reduces everything to simple causes. and that's the dominant science, the one big pharma and big medicine make a lot of use of because it fits their agenda. We have other sciences that have been emerging for at least 50 years that say, starting with quantum physics a century ago, that consciousness is a major factor in any description of events in the world. That it's us that's setting the standards of evidence. It's us that's doing the kinds of measurements we do.
Well, look at the concept of time. When it wasn't until we created the concept of time, and then we created the metrics to measure time, that time even became important. I mean, dogs and cats don't think, oh, my God, I'm probably only going to live another 2 or 3 years. They live life blindly based on where they are at that moment in time. But humans, we have the concept of time, which we created. There's no such thing as time. We created this metric of measuring the passing of moments so that we can then look forward and look back and have some sort of metered feel for how long ago that was and how long that will be.
Metric is the root word from the root verb ma in Sanskrit that means to divide, sever, measure. And that word becomes maya in Indian philosophy, and that's a central problem Indian philosophy is dealing with. Measurement that creates delusion, that this is the world the way it is.
And that small confine when we talk about time is just one of them. But we have so many of them, and it's all part of the ability of humans to rationalize. Our ability to apply rationale and the desire to create symbolism and meaning to every event, in my humble opinion, was one of the factors that lifted us up to the intelligence we have today, but now it's backfiring on us on top of that.
Wait,
hold that thought, Ken. Stay with me right there.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Show. You can also visit Ken's blog at transevolutionaryfitness.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Anor. We'll be right back.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866 452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Get everything right and I want you to.
Welcome back. Right, I'm not playing rude. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Show with Ken O'Neill. Right before the break, I inferred that our ability to rationalize helped lift us up to the level of intelligence that we have today, but it's backfiring on us. And you were about to speak to that, Ken.
Yeah, people are guessing now that maybe 70,000 years ago, language appears, and with it, petroglyphs and, you know, early symbolism like the caves in LaSalle. That's symbolism. We are a symbol-making, symbol-using consciousness. Where we mess up with that is when we forget that a symbol represents something, and begin to take it as literally and historically true, as if that's all it is.
So give me an example of that. Can we talk
about happens in religion?
Religion. I was going to say it happens. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
But
the worst part is you have scholars in specific religious disciplines, and you can take three scholars, and they'll read scripture, and they'll have four opinions. Because symbolism is like beauty. Sometimes it's in the eye of the beholder.
It's like a Rorschach test.
Yeah.
They're projecting meaning into it.
Yes.
I had a friend who did his doctoral work under Viktor Frankl after World War II, a graduate of Auschwitz and Dachau, one of the first existential therapists, and his minor was Egyptology. And when they did Egyptology in Europe, he said, we did it very differently. Here you're reading funerary inscriptions. There they had to read each text looking for 7 levels of symbolic meaning. Imagine what,
in other words, if you have 30 characters and each has 7 levels of symbolic meaning, then the potential for the meaning of that could be literally millions.
It's rich. And you see, we've got the same problem we had with religion now with what some people call scientism. And this is a great debate going on right now. If you go to YouTube and look up Rupert Sheldrake, you can find a video that he did for TED Talks that's subsequently been banned by TED Talks Science Board. And the reason is it's called Setting Science Free. And he talks about the 10 dogmas of contemporary science. It's not new to me. I mean, growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area, we were talking about this stuff 50 years ago.
Right.
And we weren't just talking about it casually. We had scientists that were Nobel laureates at the University of California, Berkeley, and at Stanford talking about it. The problem becomes that science of the 1850s has, in many ways, replaced religion in such a way that it's detrimental to science. Some examples. Do you know of energy medicine?
Yes, I've heard of it, yes.
Well, I learned about it some years ago reading Coach Vern Gambetta's book, and he had a little 3 or 4 paragraphs on it. I became intrigued. I sought out the author. The book was really expensive, and it had the title Energy Medicine and Therapeutics to Peak Performance. And I wasn't about to send off $50 to get a book that Shirley MacLaine had introduced. So
yeah.
I got it on interlibrary loan and was amazed that it read like a detective novel. His mentor was the 1938 Nobel laureate who had synthesized vitamin C and went on to observe there's a lot of stuff that happens in the human body that can't be explained by the central nervous system. It's just too much faster. And the book combines a lot of research, basically showing that the organs of the body emit electromagnetic radiation, like radio waves or microwaves, and that in it's basically been a topic that has been taboo and prohibited since the Rockefeller takeover of medicine.
American
in the
Medical
States.
Association, right.
Yeah, right, which is biochemical and sells pharmaceuticals. But in France, Russia, China, Japan, millions and millions of research dollars go into this. They've actually found that people that do healing from their hands or qigong or even acupuncture are emitting those radio frequencies.
Right.
That the electromagnetic, the galvanic resistance in associated with acupuncture points on the hand is much less than the rest of the skin, and those seem to be kind of a transmission gate for that energy. They've also developed high-tech equipment that emits those same rays or the same frequencies. I first learned about this stuff from Frank Zane and sort of scoffed at it because it sounded a little woo-woo. But right. I've come to appreciate that my mind was so conditioned with taboos that when I ran into something that's outside of the province of official science, I blew it off.
Right.
And we tend to do that. We tend to do that about supplements. I mean, you go to a source like Quackwatch. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah. They get shill doctors to write pieces on other individuals in science that they don't agree with.
Exactly. But it's all written from the paradigm of a kind of orthodoxy that's called scientism. And it's been called scientism for a long, long time.
So in other words, scientism sounds to me like hiding behind the word science, but really being more zealot-like, where things are not supported necessarily by scientific evidence or disproved by scientific evidence, but instead supported or disproved by opinions that are driven by the orthodoxy.
Yes, and what's forgotten in that is even the orthodoxy shouldn't be making a claim of universal truth, because the nature of science is theory.
Right.
And when a theory becomes burdened with anomalies, it's time to revisit the theory, not to demean or deny or marginalize phenomena I can't explain.
You know what's really funny? How timely. So Alex Leaf, the author of our newsletter, posted on my wall this morning one of those image graphs, whatever you call them. It says, science. If you don't make mistakes, you're doing it wrong. If you don't correct those mistakes, you're doing it really wrong. And if you can't accept that you're mistaken, you're not doing science at all.
Exactly. And on a personal level, this is where we get into trouble with our health and with our fitness, because we're oriented by a model that doesn't understand anything about or doesn't understand a lot about what's involved, denies a whole range of experience of self-regulating technique, like hypnosis, like psychoneuroimmunology, like biofeedback, neurofeedback, hypnosis, meditation, all of which have supportive bodies of evidence showing that they accomplish things in favor of our health and healing. And what's been happening that augments that is with the development of PET scans and CAT scans and MRIs, scientists are now able to have people, for example, go into a hypnotic state or go into a meditative state and observe changes in how the brain is working.
Right.
But that's not being mediated by biochemistry. That's being mediated by intention.
Energy.
Energetic
fields, by fields, by magnetic fields. It's picking up these different fields.
Exactly. In fact, the way it's transmitted in the body is not by and large through the central nervous system. It's through the receptor sites on white blood cells that are circulating everywhere, carrying that energy.
Like a conduit. So really, what you really have is kind of when you were a kid and you played tag and someone got to base before you did and they put their hand out and you grabbed their hand and you went, electricity, I'm safe. So basically the white blood cells act as the conduit for the passage of this energy throughout the body.
Right.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
It's a whole new paradigm, one in which the brain is not where thinking occurs. The brain is where programs reside, and that consciousness is throughout the whole body all the time.
So how does this, so understanding this, how does this benefit us? What can we do to harness this power, if you will, and use it to better us as opposed to ignoring it and letting it slip away?
Well, I think there's three steps. I think the first step is one of restoring our individuality by learning and experimenting. And I don't really, you know, with people I work with, I've got my definite agenda, things that I prefer doing. But on the other hand, I think any credible discipline is worth exploring, whether it be hypnosis, self-hypnosis, psychoneuroimmunology, if you're sick, neurofeedback, biofeedback, what have you, meditation. Because what you begin to do is develop confidence and develop experiences of confidence piece by piece till you hit a point, the really important key point I'm using the Japanese word Satori for. Satori is a Zen word, and it doesn't mean enlightenment, but it sort of does. It means you've gained an understanding, and you're not going to fall off the wagon with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that critical turning point where it's no longer, you're no longer subject to, well, is this really true? You've saturated yourself sufficiently in new information that an understanding is born, and it's now part of you.
Interesting.
So there's a freeing up there. There's not the self-divisiveness. And then beyond that, I think the life project includes further exploration. I don't see any end to the learning, and I'm my personality is such that I just keep learning. Like Richard Bach said in Illusions, you know, us humans are the otters of the universe. Our nature is play.
Right, right. You know what else our nature is? Cooperation.
Exactly.
One of the gifts that humans have that allowed us to evolve is the fact that we have open and unbiased cooperation. A perfect example of that is that we follow a government's edicts. That's just that could not have happened with chimpanzees, for instance. You see what I mean? Because chimpanzees don't cooperate. In humans, when our early hominins really started to migrate around the world, they depended on each other to help supply food when someone else didn't. Other animals don't do that. They just don't do that. They'll feed their young, but they won't feed someone else's young as a rule. And humans lean to that. So cooperation is one of our evolutionary gifts.
And that becomes heightened with these mental disciplines. One of the things that shows up is that we move away from a fear-based, limbic-based, fight-or-flight reaction mode. Other parts of our brain begin to light up and are more favored. The left prefrontal cortex, which is more objective, as it becomes safe and steady, areas associated with it called the insula and mm-hmm. a few others mm-hmm. that are the seat of compassion, empathy, loving kindness, cooperation start to become dominant. We've taken that wall down that separates us out of fear and opened ourselves up to life.
Very interesting. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will continue down this journey of self-enlightenment. You're listening to the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Show with Ken O'Neill. You can read his blog at transevolutionaryfitness.com. This is the Thinking Person's discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Woo! If y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco.
Welcome back.
Representing that first and 15.
Just a quick heads up, two things. First of all, if you love Aura MD, you can get a 7-pack and save $90 by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad and use the coupon code. Well, actually, there's no coupon code for that. You just click that banner ad, and you automatically are transported to the appropriate page. The other thing is that Age Force now has, right in time for the season, a new guaranteed-to-work 24/7 allergy relief patch. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Age Force banner ad, use the coupon code SHRALLERGY, all one word, and get a 40% discount. Check it out. I've never seen them do a guaranteed to work before, so it must really work. We're talking with Ken O'Neill about trans-evolutionary fitness. You know, Ken, and kind of to segue into the next part of the discussion, I tried to find out when we originally did it, and the best I can tell is early 2007. Randy Roach and I did a show called Living in Captivity, about humans living in captivity. And my supposition was, while you may not be able to see the bars, you know, we're no different than the animals at the zoo, humans in captivity, but not so much restricted by activity, but restricted through thought. We actually have been bred not to use our instincts or intuitions any longer, not to trust instincts, not to trust intuition, to turn to someone else to tell us how to raise our family, have successful relationships, and everything else. That has been by purpose. That's not been by accident, has it?
No, and I think a situation is becoming very critical right now in areas like healthcare. We're relying on an expert class that is using scientism to promote a commercial theory of disease. It's become essentially that because, and I say this freely because growing evidence, which you'll find on my blog, supports the view that we're living in contempt of our genetic nature, both with our diet and our activity, and the mindset that supports them. And that's the vitality of those three pillars. But those three pillars are intended to wake us up and set us free from that human zoo.
Or at least be an alarm system. Those three pillars are designed so that you can assess your environment and make you can make critical choices to your survival. But most people don't have them anymore.
Well, yes, because we're alienated from knowledge of our own nature, our own makeup.
In fact, when you try to make your own decisions, there are authorities having jurisdiction who intercede and tell you that you're wrong. I made a statement on a show that became a liner that the reason that government is in place is because government believes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
It gets worse when you deal with boards of medical examiners.
Yeah.
Stories that I know that I'm not going to repeat, they seem to think they have an inquisitional power.
Right. And look what they force parents to get their children vaccinated. They force parents to get children chemotherapy even after the cancer has subsided. I mean, we've talked about these stories on the show.
Or go after doctors for making comments that something like EDTA or Paul and Rath therapy is sufficient for preventing arterial disease or reversing it.
It's scary. So this is the dark ages. I mean, they used to talk about the period of time where we were so barbaric, you know, that people would be drawn and quartered. For those of you who don't know who drawn and quartered is, they would draw your four limbs and pull you apart and then set fire to your intestines and then drag your body parts around town. That's what drawn and quartered was.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think, oh, those were the barbaric times. This is the civilized times. You really think it's civilized today, Ken?
No, we've gone from physical torture to mind control.
Now, Ken, I got to ask you this question because there's a large population of people out there. As soon as you talk about mind control, they think of aluminum hats and conspiracy theorists. That's not what you're talking about. You're talking about influencing people's decisions, quote-unquote, mind control.
Yes, I'm talking about a course of persuasion that's done in an indirect manner. The primary agencies, for example, what we learn in school. If we're going to deal with health education, our primary source of health education is network news and pharmaceutical commercials.
You know, when you say the word mind control, I know, when you say the word mind control, you become dangerously close to a lightning rod because the orthodoxy wants to discount and discredit anyone who says your thoughts may have been so profoundly influenced that you don't realize what you're doing any longer. So they say, oh, mind control. That's right. They're beaming thoughts into my head. I better wear an aluminum hat. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about
here
is...
We're not talking about that. And I'm not actually even talking about conspiracy theory. I remember being in Sydney, Australia in 1990 and talking about this stuff with a friend, Bob Kogel. And Bob made a comment that I'll never forget, and this was about conspiracy. Never ascribe to cupidity what stupidity will explain.
Say that again.
Never ascribe to cupidity what stupidity will explain.
I'm not familiar with the word cupidity.
Cupidity essentially means a conspiracy.
Okay.
You know, I'm more inclined to think that we are so collectively stupid.
Yeah.
That we're, and you know, because we really don't have programs that endorse a higher level of self-actualization as human beings. And the real revolution we need at a grassroots level for a healthy counterculture is that education. So when I'm talking about mind and consciousness, we have to first recognize our relative state of ignorance, our relative state of not knowing, and build an agenda to begin to know intellectually, spiritually, who we are, and that includes getting to know our mind. We're not taught about our mind in school. We're not taught about our feelings. We're not taught about how we get derailed or hijacked with emotion. And those are all basic survival skills.
You know,
I want to throw a story
out here.
I want to recommend a book to everybody. It's by a guy named Mario Beauregard, Beauregard. It's called Brain Wars, the scientific battle over the existence of the mind and proof that will change the way we live our lives. He has a story about an incident that occurred in 1973 in India when researchers decided to test the extraordinary claims of some yogis, namely that they could be sealed in a buried in the ground, sealed in a chamber, and go into a trance for 7 or 8 days in which there was no measurable heartbeat or anything else, and then revive themselves. Now, this has to be fraud, right? So they hooked them up to electrocardiogram, buried them in a chamber, cemented it together, and the 60-year-old yogi Satyamurti was in there for 8 days. For the first 8 and a half, he went into tachycardia with a pulse up to 250 beats per minute.
Wow.
And then he flatlined. He flatlined for a week.
His heart didn't beat for a week.
His heart didn't beat for a
week. Or no detectable. I guess we could all say no detectable beat.
To right? An electrocardiogram.
Right, right, okay.
At the end of a week, about a half an hour before the chamber was to be opened, pulse began. They dug him out. His pulse was a little bit above average for a few hours and then went back to normal. Now, that is the kind of thing that our culture of scientism hears about and says, well,
impossible.
Impossible.
And I got to be honest with you. I'm sitting here going, because don't forget, I am not immune to the ability to influence my thinking. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, who really validated this? This sounds so far-fetched. Could it really be true? You know why? Because part of us wants to believe it's true, but part of us is afraid to believe it's true. Because if it's true, then what have we missed out on all this time?
It threatens our whole fabric of reality.
Yes.
Our whole notion of sanity,
yes,
and stability.
That's my point. And let me tell you something. This is actually a genetic gift of ours. Adele Moussa and I were having a discussion online about religion not too long ago. And he sent me a clip of his favorite German TV show, which I could not listen to, I think. I didn't try to listen to it. I assumed it was in German. He said, this particular part of the show is about an evolutionary approach to explain why we believe in God. There are apparently, in fact, genes that program us to believe in God, or rather, to be susceptible to believe. Being religious helps us to work together to form groups and to survive, and that's how these genes spread. This goes hand in hand with what I said before. One of our evolutionary gifts is cooperation, and another one of our evolutionary gifts, call it denial, call it rationalization, was the ability to perceive danger as not being danger. And one of the ways that we do that is we have the ability genetically to believe in higher power, call it what you want, that there's something out there that will save us from this certain destiny. That's an evolutionary gift. That's a gift.
I'm claiming that's true with a caveat that that's a symbol for what's in us.
Uh-huh.
That we have confused it with something external and transcendent.
Or a deity. We have to connect with that deity in order to exercise this.
We have to transcend our own ignorance and our own servility to become masters of our own fate.
Interesting. This is,
and it's all in us. It's all natural. You know, if we're scared of anything, it's our own nature.
Think about this. Just think about this for a second. Why is it that we're so resistant to these thoughts? I mean, there's people out there listening to this going, okay, this just really went off the edge for me. But wait a minute. Why did it go off the edge for you? Because it definitely shakes the underpinnings of all of our beliefs to think that what we think has more profound effects on its manifestation. Because that means that we've lived in the dark for so long. And quite often, see, people would say, you may not want to understand that all those disasters that happened in your life may have had something to do with the way you viewed your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a bitter pill to swallow.
Well, you're no longer a victim.
And that's scary, too, because there's a lot of responsibility that comes with no longer being a victim. Ken, we have to hold it right there.
Okay.
I have to take a break. We'll come back on the other side talking about you're no longer a victim. Think about how freeing that is, but scary at the same time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol is kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
And what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon. Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
It was summertime in northern Michigan. Welcome back. For those of you who like colostrum, you get an entire kilo for $200. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Percoba Vanna ad. Use the coupon code SHR and the number 2. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. This is Trans Evolutionary Fitness. You know, just imagine for a second. Everybody likes to daydream. Just imagine if you had more control over your fate by what you think. Just imagine it. I mean, we've seen this concept exploited, but there had to be some truth in it for it even to have gained momentum in things like, what was that DVD special that went around the internet and on TV a few years ago? The Promise, what was it called? I can't think of it now. Isn't that funny? Do you know what I'm talking about, Ken? Where they told people, like, if you focus on it and you feel that it's yours, you can have it.
Oh, like
The secret.
Yeah.
I mean, it was exploited for the wrong reasons, and that's what always happens with every good idea. It's exploited for the wrong reasons, and then what happens is it takes on this tawdry veil, and people go, oh, it's a lot of blow.
One or two of the featured people in that has ended up in prison.
Yeah, exactly.
For doing a sweat lodge in Arizona that killed two people.
Yeah, well,
you know, that comes out of the New Thought movement. And Alan Watts used to describe the New Thought movement that starts in the late 19th century as a group of New England businessmen dabbling in metaphysics. He went on to tell a story about people doing the mantra, about success. He was once teaching a workshop in London at a hotel, and he walked by a room in which people were chanting, I will tomorrow, I will tomorrow, I will tomorrow. And he was convinced it was a positive thinking seminar. He later found out it was a constipation clinic.
Oh, are you kidding me? This is a joke, right?
No, it's a real thing.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
And I can't resist things like that.
Yeah, that's funny.
I do want to add, so there's no confusion, that what we're talking about and what the book that was mentioned will help you understand is that regardless of which of the noetic pathways you choose to follow, they're all aimed at enhancing your experience of life, enhancing your physiology, and with respect to the supplement ads that I hear every break, they're going to make them work better.
Right. It'll make everything work better. It'll make your food work better.
Yes. There are other kinds of experiences that can happen to us. Well, a lot of these, actually, unexpectedly. I remember when my father had a, I think it was an aneurysm removed from his neck in the late 70s. He had a bona fide out-of-body experience that freaked him out. And it was attributed to one of the drugs they had him on. Those happen anyway. When Frank Zane won his first Mr. Olympia competition in 1977, he regulated his metabolism so that he got his pump posing. He was literally growing in front of the audience, and he watched the whole thing 15 feet out of body.
Really?
He was in the middle, but he's no stranger to this kind of stuff. Frank has pursued noetic disciplines all his life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the basis, really, of a lot of our friendship. And it happened. I used to hear from Stanford football players. I worked out at a gym that Stanford football players frequented. Just about every time they were getting together for their training, early training, they'd be shown a video, I think it was made around 1970, of the San Francisco 49er quarterback, John Brody, throwing a pass to a wide receiver. Now, Brody had tremendous skills in voluntary control. He was way up there in Scientology training. He passed this football. Its trajectory went up, 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 and then started coming down toward his wide receiver. Out of nowhere, a player from another team jumped up, to intercept. The ball's trajectory didn't stop. It rose about 3 feet, corrected itself to the wide receiver. This was on film. The coaches at Stanford loved showing it.
Really? That's amazing.
Well, Murphy went on, Michael Murphy, the founder of Esalen, that year spent about a week at the 49ers training camp outside of Sacramento. And each evening over beers, he'd hear about all sorts of weird things that happened in the midst of games.
But see, a lot of these things are always taken as, well, you know, there's no proof that this happened. This is one person's interpretation. And that's where it kind of loses it, I think. But the fact that they had a video to look at the trajectory of the ball does.
Well, Mike and Rhea White. Rhea White was the bibliographer of the Parapsychology Foundation in New York that Aline Garrett had started. And they published a book, I want to say in the 80s, called The Psychic Side of Sports. I think it's been republished under another title, in which they chronicle incident after incident after incident of, say, for example, a team that's 30 points behind in basketball in the last quarter, sort of forming like a group mind.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, the telepathy was real high and coming behind and winning. I know that's not the best example, but see, what we run into here is there's a ton of anecdotal material, and it's anecdotal because partly because people don't wish to study it.
Right.
When we move into somebody like Dean Radin, who studied, say, for example, telepathy, and done meta-analysis, the case for telepathy events is incredibly rich, based on statistical meta-analysis of data. So it becomes an issue where governing science says no, regardless of how good the data is. That's where science falls apart.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about neuroplasticity. I understand its importance. Can somebody restructure their brain to make them more prone to being able to manifest realities from their thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah. And in my opinion, the bottom line to all of that is making the transition from being fight-or-flight-based to having a more systemic mindfulness approach to life. What do I mean by that? The way most of us grow up, we have a vast repertoire of unconscious reactions to life. They get very easily triggered. And when they do, when we perceive threatening or something, the amygdala fires up and changes our chemistry and everything to stress. And what's been determined mostly in my experience with, and what I know with mindfulness projects using MRIs and so on, is as little as 8 weeks of training, individuals start repopulating gray matter, which is kind of like think of it as a cable connection.
Uh-huh.
You'd have with Ethernet. It starts moving from being real abundant around the pathways leading to the amygdala to instead moving up to the left prefrontal cortex.
You know,
indicating a shift in operation, a shift in structuring how your brain mind is responding to stimuli.
You know, we know that chemicals can do this, rewire the brain, and we do know through meditation that there is evidence of neuroplasticity taking place. We also know that environments that lack the proper stimulation have been shown both in humans and animals to affect neuroplasticity, so it really makes a lot of sense. You know, one of my favorite things to do to experiment with mindfulness is to sit quietly somewhere and ask yourself the question, I wonder what my next thought will be. And what you'll find is you will actually have a moment of no thought at all. And the more you do this, that period of no thought becomes longer and longer and longer, and the next thought becomes more profound. Initially, when you do it, it's just chatter that comes back quickly. But the more you do it, and you think, you just say it in your head, I wonder what my next thought will be, and you sit quietly waiting for your next thought. And well, I use this when I'm jammed up with an idea that I can't get a grasp on.
There comes a point where you can actually sit there and observe, be the observer of those streams of thoughts.
That happens in meditation for me. When I sit quietly and meditate, I almost feel like I am. There's a new brain above my brain that is watching what's going on in my brain.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, in Chinese Zen, they refer to developing the director. And the director is like a meta part of you that grows in those skills. And the result of it is you're no longer enslaved by habits in the long run of things. So when they're talking liberation, it's really from your own habits of mind. Regardless of external sources, it's you that frees yourself.
Interesting. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we will wrap up this discussion as best as we can. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. The discussion is trans-evolutionary fitness. A lot of you may be saying, well, what does all this have to do with fitness? It will. In upcoming discussions, you'll see how this all joins together. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's got the information that's perfectly healthy for you to snack on. He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Only one testosterone booster. Mahler's aggressive strength raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the aggressive strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Sure.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Show. In the guise of fitness, Ken O'Neill, let's talk a little bit about health for a second and psychoneuroimmunology for one moment from the standpoint of the thymus. The thymus happens to also reside in one of the areas that are considered chakras, correct?
Yep.
Now, the thymus is also known to shrink dramatically as we age. Once we achieve
let's say, our early 20s, it starts to shrink until at our age, I'm going to be 56 this year, it's almost not even evident. What does that pose as a challenge as we get older to unlock our thinking and invite neuroplasticity? Does the lack of the thymus have a role in that?
I'm sitting here thinking it's a really good research question, because I know other structures of the body can actually be revitalized. For example, parts of the brain, through the use of meditation or other activities, don't atrophy in the way that they normally do. So with respect to the thymus, it takes me back to a fundamental question I ask myself all the time when I hear something like that. Is that natural or is it normality? And when I mean normality, I mean life as we live it.
Today, life as we live it today.
Since the Industrial Revolution.
So do you think it's natural or do you think it's normality today? The shrinking of
the thymus gland. I don't know. That's why I said it's... as you were saying that, I'm going, research question. That's something I want to go dig in on.
You know, I use peptides. The audience knows I use peptides. And I use thymosin beta 4 because it's one of the primary tissue repairing peptides produced by the thymus gland that we have high, in abundance as children, and could speak to why the youthful body repairs itself so readily, but the aged body does not. I wonder what other peptides the thymus produces and what role they may play in neuroplasticity. I know that BDNF, I think, is a brain-defining neurotropic factor, is a peptide. I wonder if BDNF is influenced by things like thymosin.
Well, we're not just looking at neuroplasticity. We're looking at plasticity, say, in skeletal muscle.
As well.
As well, yes. I learned about this the hard way. I had a couple of rounds of Cipro prescribed.
Oh, my God. Any athlete who has a urinary infection, and your doctor prescribes Cipro, ask them for something else because it will destroy your tendons and ligaments.
Yeah. And you know what will restore them?
What?
Nandrolone deconate.
Really?
There's quite a bit of research published on that. When I had some help researching it, I went on it for a brief period with a prescription. After 2 weeks, two injections, I could sleep all night without my rotator cuffs just constantly waking me up in pain.
And I've stayed away from nandrolone only because it's, I feel like it's just a metabolite of 19-nor, and because I've been on testosterone for a long time. I wonder if I can add nandrolone to my therapy. I have to ask my doctor.
Well, go to that book, Built to Survive, because the standard treatment for HIV-positive males is 200 milligrams weekly of nandrolone deconate and 100 of testosterone cypionate.
Interesting. The thymus gland. I mean, it could play a role in maybe some of this ability to be awakened when we're young, but not when we're older.
Or I'm not going to leave it there. I had lunch last week with a guy that's my age, an MD and a PhD. He did his PhD 40-some years ago on the pineal gland, and at that time was told that it was a vestigial structure. It had nothing to do.
Right.
We've since learned that it has a lot to do with circadian cycles.
Right.
My question from something else that I heard, and this is probably going to sound a little convoluted, but I wondered about the kinds of changes in brain chemistry that occur with shamans or people undergoing transpersonal processes that we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically when I heard that the pineal naturally produces DMT.
Really?
I got, but it's inhibited by calcification. The light went on saying, well, does that mean a therapy like EDTA might benefit it? I did EDTA, and when I've had CAT scans, I have virtually no arterial blockage whatsoever as a result of that. So I asked my friend, and he said, maybe. He suspects that fluorine has more to do with the suppression of pineal function, and that the way out of that is curcumin. turmeric?
Yeah, turmeric. I take that. I take the C3 version of it, which is standardized for the three curcumoids.
And then I came across something else and remembered my physician telling me about it, cilantro.
Cilantro. I eat a lot of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this. This is really interesting to me. So dimethyltryptamine, I think is what it's called, DMT. It's called the spirit molecule. In fact, Joe Rogan did a wonderful pay-per-view event about researching DMT. It's called a spirit molecule because it seems to be responsible for some of these quasi-euphoric, out-of-body, spiritual, where all these paths meet moments that we have in our lives. It's stimulated by the use of, thank you, Timothy Leary, LSD.
Or psilocybin or a number of psychoactive agents. In my case, I came back from Japan certified as a wake, probably about 4 years, and somebody put 500 mics of acid in something I was drinking to play with me.
Mm-hmm.
I had very little effect, so I said, give me 500 more. And what I experienced was great clarity, some interesting body sensation, but nothing that I hadn't experienced before. So that kind of led to a question, and I heard Ram Dass talk about one of his teachers.
Right.
Same kind of thing. So I'm wondering if we didn't already undergo some kind of quote-unquote chemical change or restructuring of how the brain-mind works.
So and that's why it didn't really have an effect.
Didn't have a big-time effect, no hallucinations.
I mean, I did a lot of LSD when I was a kid in high school, and I jokingly, and I had the opportunity to talk to Timothy Leary when he spoke at UNLV in the 80s about my LSD experimentation. And I do attribute it with a lot of my ability to have abstract thinking, because it does. No, I'm being sincere.
No, I'm not laughing about that. Marty Gallagher talked to Krishnamurti about his transcendent experiences and how meditation could help them. And Krishnamurti said, well, how'd you do them if it wasn't meditation? He said powerlifting, and Krishnamurti said, I'd stick with the powerlifting in that case.
Wow. That's funny. That's very
but
funny.
But I wasn't laughing at anything with that. It's I think the stuff naturally occurs. Lansky's book of the early 50s, Ecstasy in Religious and Secular Experience, indicates a huge number of people step into this stuff but don't know how to direct it, don't know how to stabilize it, don't know how to live with it. So my question of my doctor friend is, what can we do to perhaps reverse the debilitation of the pineal with diet, exercise, and what can we add to it with structured meditation, on the assumption that we can restore that ability of the spirit molecule to be present, and that maybe transformational processes have something to do with that anyway?
I have some EDTA at home. I've never used it. For those who don't know what EDTA, it's a... correct me if I'm wrong. It's designed to help, rid the body of metals and such.
Heavy metal toxicity,
yeah.
Including calcium in the arteries.
And so, but you have to be very careful. It's very powerful over-the-counter product. It's very powerful. You can't just take it willy-nilly. In fact,
I would take it over-the-counter. They, in clinical applications, do a drip.
Uh-huh.
Or prescribe suppositories.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
No, it's not.
I know. I'm being facetious. I've often thought about doing an EDTA session and then giving blood the following day. After having, I would do massage to move lymphatic fluid, then do EDTA, then give blood. And I feel bad for the person who gets that blood, but that's the way it goes. to help rid my body of some toxins. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know that I would go giving that blood, but maybe have some drained.
Well, that you can't. It's impossible to get phlebotomized for no reason these days. So you just give it. And
how about leeches?
Yeah, how about them? I don't want any leeches hanging on me. So you say if you're going to do EDTA, do it under the guidance of a doctor in a clinical setting.
I would. That's what I did.
Don't do an oral bottle of EDTA that you can buy at, Vitamin Shop, in other words.
I'd be damn careful. I've never investigated that approach. I didn't know it was available, and I would look into it. I would have to look into it first before giving advice.
Yeah. Interesting.
But to say that when I'm ignorant, I admit it.
Yeah. No. I agree. I mean, I know that EDTA is strong stuff. I have had a bottle at home for quite some time. I have never even opened it because I know it's nothing to be fooled with. Because what EDTA has the potential to do if you don't do it right is pull a lot of heavy metals out of the cells and bring it into the bloodstream where it can wreak havoc. At least in the cells, it's kind of it's dormant, if you will, for lack of better terms. And then bringing it out, it could end up going someplace where it's more harmful and it accumulates there.
That's right.
So, what else do we want to cover before we end the show today, Ken?
Well, we had a longer laundry list, and I've made a second pass at it. And I'm willing to concede we've done broad strokes, and we'll be fleshing it out as we go along.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, listen, I want to thank you for all the hard work. We will be back on the air next Thursday for another installment of the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Show. In the meantime, you can go to transevolutionaryfitness.com to learn more about Ken O'Neill and read his writing. Ken, have a great weekend.
And people, please send requests for things you'd like us to cover.
Yes, absolutely. You can send them to a couple places. You can send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. Or if you have the Superhuman Radio Network app, you can send them using the app. Or I guess they could also go to transevolutionaryfitness.com and use the contact form there as well. How's that sound?
Right. Or Facebook.
Yeah, or Facebook. There you go. All these great places. Or even better, just think it. and think of Ken and I, and we will have it. We will have it in our brains. How do you like that?
We get those vibrations.
That in a good tab of window pane. By the way, for those of you who don't know much about LSD, window pane was designed to be put in the eye, under the eyelid. It was clear gelatin, and the brainiacs who later became nuclear physicists at JPL. I had a very, very good friend whose brother was at Stony Brook in New York. And we went there to party one weekend. I told this story on a bodybuilding radio show and got laughed at for days and days and days. And these brainiacs at Stony Brook were passing a vial with an eyedropper around the table. And it came to me and I said, "What is this?" And my friend Frankie said, "Oh, that's acid. These guys make it themselves." And then I looked at them. I said, "Seriously?" And he said, "Yeah, just one drop in each eyelid, and you'll be tripping in moments." And it's the God's honest truth. Unlike windowpane, you don't have to wait for it to dissolve that uncomfortable chip of gel under your eye. You drop it in your eye, and you're literally tripping in like 2 or 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. But those are the people that are running our space program today, folks. And if you don't think that their ability to conceptualize things that can't be conceptualized isn't somehow tied to their abstract thinking that evolved from all the acid they did in college, you're wrong.
Silicon Valley is very lax to do drug testing of particularly high-tech people.
Really?
A lot of potheads there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thinking is, why interfere with what their creative process is?
What's working. Yeah, exactly. Ken, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
You too.
And we are off tomorrow. There's no casual Friday because it's Derby here in Louisville. So we will see you Monday. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
He's asking the right questions at the